Hey everybody, this is Eric Stahl, and I'm back again for another Liberty Place podcast. Around the table with me, starting from my left.
My left. This is Donnie Henry, chair of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
And this is Jacob Irish, the vice chair of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
All right, now if it sounds like a small group, you are correct. Normally we've got a lot more people. Actually, we have people popping in and out. And one of those people right now is sitting down. Announce yourself, please, sir.
Oh, my name is Joseph Keel. I'm the treasurer for the Peorians.
All right. Are you in on this?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Jason Spires. I'm the ballot access director for the Greater Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
All right, now it's starting to sound more familiar like the normal group of people here. We'll probably have Dana and some other people pop in, or maybe Rod if we're lucky. The meeting went really, really long tonight. We are following up our April meeting with this podcast. Terrific meeting. Donnie,
yes.
You manhandled a lot to get this happening tonight. Whew. You want to talk about a little bit about who we are?
Yeah, let me just say this, that I have made a lot of connections to get to this point, and we have made a lot of progress in our party. State Senator Chuck Weaver was here to talk to us. I got to tell a good story about when I first met him. And we went to a Republic. I'll tell it real quick. That we went to. He invited me to a Lincoln Day dinner, and Rick Perry was the guest speaker.
It's,
and
it's a classic story.
It's a classic
I've heard
story.
You tell it now like two or three times.
Yeah, and basically what happened was Rick Perry was talking about the 10th Amendment and said that in this speech he says Colorado. Talked about legalizing marijuana, or they just legalized marijuana, and when that happened, I said, "Woo!" and Chuck was just horrified, but it made me realize I was a libertarian. But Chuck's a really good guy. We talked about the 80-20 rule, and he had a lot of good answers, I thought. What'd you guys think about him?
No, I liked him. I thought he played to the audience really well, which was libertarian.
It was a big audience.
It was a big audience. I think I counted 35,
Dana
36,
thought it said 37.
37
wow.
People.
Not including the
You know, that's a really good turnout for our typical meetings, and I thought he did a really good job playing the 80-20 to us too.
He did.
He talked about the things that mattered to us, and it made sense.
Yeah. I thought he was great. I don't know Mr. Weaver from Tazewell County. I really don't have any contact with this guy, but when you're talking about a Republican sitting senator coming into our meeting, I had no idea what to expect, and he was very gracious. He was very kind. He listened to everything. Jason.
He knows how to work a room.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I don't know if that's something you come into that position, or if he gained that being a senator, but he definitely knows how to work with the constituents. Are you coming in?
I will say that the Liberty Talk tonight was excellent, Jason.
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to second that.
Yeah, terrific job. Just phenomenal job.
All right. So we got Dana Olson. She's stepping in here.
Yes, I am.
You have to announce yourself. Who are you?
My name is Dana Olson.
And what do you do?
I am the secretary in the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
I didn't know that'd be so cumbersome.
Yeah, crazy night tonight.
We're all wiped out.
Yeah, it was a great meeting, though. Yeah,
I heard there was one guy that gave a moving and fascinating Liberty talk.
Well, we were trying.
Yeah, just said, "Hey, I just want to say."
No, actually, so that was going to be the conundrum tonight. Was Jason get unhinged and start throwing flaming toilet paper?
I had the toilet paper ready.
No, but it was actually, of all my time meeting you, that was probably the most compelling.
It was excellent.
I want to say your description of what happened to you and the laws of marijuana. I mean, it was a great speech. I know some people recorded it, but you could bottle that, play that again. That's great.
If you do want to see the speech, it's on our live feed, but you can also go to my Facebook, which is 30 Years Cannabis, 30 Years for Cannabis. It's on Facebook, and the video's up there. If you don't want to watch the entire meeting or fast forward, it's just the video of me speaking.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember even Chuck Weaver saying that your story was tragic?
Yeah.
He said that specifically, even before you started talking about your Liberty Talk. He just said immediately, you have a tragic story.
And your walls dropped.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I made a promise to myself that I was sitting in prison at one point watching TV, and I watched the state's senator, might have been representative, state on camera, nobody goes to prison for pot anymore. After I'd been sitting there for 10 years with 5 more to go. And so I made a promise to myself, because I looked around that room and I said, of everybody in this room around me right now, and I had a day room full of other people, I'm the only one that I know of in this room that could get out and take it to these guys and call them.
Yep.
And because other people I don't mean nothing bad about them, but they just don't have the same skill set to do it, or maybe the same arrogance that I got.
Or
to
the
not
experience.
Be afraid. Yeah.
You know?
And
yeah.
So I made a promise to myself that when I encounter, especially an Illinois state lawmaker, I would make them say, do you support what happened to me? Do you think what happened to me was justice? And I have yet to meet one say, yes, that was right. I haven't met one. And Chuck Weaver got to dodge the question because he answered it before I could even ask it.
My voice carries.
That's for sure.
So we just had an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, we did. So Cash was at our meeting tonight. We were going to talk about that, but Cash just walked in the room. He was talking to Senator Weaver there. We didn't think we were actually getting you to break away, so we're happy you came back to join us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So this is part of Donnie's hat trick tonight. You got Cash here,
yep,
and you had Brian and
Bill Peoria.
And Bill Peoria, Nick Gates. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, everybody here.
But I'm just excited that we could finally, after the Bash on Cash segments, have Cash Jackson.
Yeah, have
so Cash, tell
plenty
me.
Plenty of those segments.
I want to know when this podcast can be monetized, and when I drive your ratings up, am I going to get compensated?
Well, you better start talking.
So. How's the campaign going?
It's going awesome. Just came up from Springfield. I was down in Springfield, as you guys might have seen. I was down there to hopefully testify in front of the Restorative Justice Committee. Turns out didn't need to. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting our bill out of committee yesterday, House Bill 4113, the Equal Share Parenting Bill that I'm really passionate about.
Yep.
And so it's kind of neat that I'm continuing to not only campaign, but I'm also actively working on passing legislation.
Yeah.
And so it's going really good. Our volunteer base ramped up exponentially. I don't want to, I don't know the exact number. If I check with Kevin Kozlerik, though, I want to say that we're probably approaching 200 volunteers for the campaign. And a lot of what we're doing right now, of course, is having those people collect petition signatures. So we don't yet know what those numbers look like statewide. I was down in Champaign here the other day at the university, and one of the young men there, never met him before, and I think he had collected 5 sheets for us that night.
Wow.
18-year-old kid, and he was just... I'd stopped in. They had a Louder with Crowder event going on. And
oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped Crowder, in for that, and... had people drive like 2.5 hours up there to meet me. And the same thing whenever I went down to Marion the other day and spoke at the VFW. We had people that drove 2.5 hours down there just to meet us. And for Marion, we had like 25 people come out. And that's huge. I mean, every other time I went to Marion, it was like me and Scott Schluter drinking a beer at the bar. You know, it's starting to kind of lose hope there, but...
I'm not even sure where Marion is, so this is even more amazing.
Northern, yeah, see, you're in northern area.
It's
yeah.
about, a,
yeah.
it's about an hour south of Mount Vernon, of Thaddeus Freed down there.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's a ways down, but it's going great. I mean, you guys did a fantastic job getting up media set up, and that was exactly what I talked about, that my success was going to be directly determined by your endeavors and your efforts and what was going to happen across the state, that... If you wanted our candidate, whoever it was, John, me, Matt, to be successful, it wasn't going to be because of my doings. It was going to be because of your efforts. So us getting radio, us getting TV, I mean, you guys are doing that. My campaign team's doing that. And speaking of, I'm super happy about it.
While you're in Peoria, tomorrow you got plans to see the local media and do the radio, right?
Yep, we got NBC, we got ABC, first thing in the morning. It's going to be live.
What?
It's going to be live.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
You're welcome.
It's live.
Like did that change anything?
Yeah. How much am I going to sleep tonight? Yeah.
Like they were going to scrub the Libertarians' comments.
And then,
it's better that it's live.
And then,
I'm used to live.
Then one of the best radio shows in Peoria, Greg and Dan show, morning show. So Greg and Dan, just very good guys. And I don't know if they would admit this publicly, but I'm just going to out them. I think that they're Libertarians.
They'll never admit to
they
that.
Both voted,
they will tomorrow.
They both voted for Gary Johnson. I do know that. So
wow. So is he going to be live on
everything?
News 25?
Yeah.
So that one's going to be big because... Yeah. That's Gary
Moore's last day.
Last day, 30 years retiring.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Gary.
Yeah. What are the
I think that's
going to
be one of the most watched news for a
news,
long time.
It's News 25.
It's his last one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. So
no pressure. Okay?
No pressure. Radio, it's
no pressure to scrape this guy's last show.
I do want to throw one plug in there. Is for the other chapters or other libertarians listening, Peoria is not nothing special. Liberty plays in Peoria, and we put in a lot of hard work.
That's
but
special.
We want all the chapters to step up when Cash is coming. When Claire, who has joined our podcast, comes, all you have to do is reach out to your local media, and you'd be amazed the kind of things you can arrange.
Yeah.
If you're nervous, if you're unsure how to go about it, I'm a loudmouth. Everybody knows my name is Jason Spires.
Have you ever been nervous, Jason?
Fine. I'll answer that question in 10 years.
You got pulled over on 19.
Find me on Facebook, SPYRES. I will help you. I will give you any tips you need. I will help look up the phone numbers for your local media. But it does a lot better when someone in the local area calls them up and says, hey, we'd really like to get this guy on your program.
Yeah.
And you know what? I 100% agree with that. And so something that chapter development with Illinois Libertarian Party is definitely going to be working on is all of our regional reps are going to be reaching out to the chapters. So we're going to be reaching out to the chapters and trying to get that personal connection, saying, hey, this is like who we are. We want to just see how you guys are doing, and then also help out where we can. So that's definitely something that we're going to be helping out with in the next few weeks. Please let us know anything that you guys are going to be working on, need help with, different things like that. But in terms of just issuing a press release, just something as simple as that, it seems so daunting in the moment, but like once you send it out, you know, you can use that template for so many other things. So that's definitely something we're going to be helping out with, and please reach out to your local reps whenever you get the chance. It's chapterdev@lpillinois.org.
Let's
so if you have any emails,
send me a link. I'll share it on the link to the page. Now we did have somebody else join us while we were while Cash was here. You have to call your. You have to announce yourself. So.
Hi, everybody. My name's Claire
Speak
Ball.
Up.
Come on.
My name's Claire Ball, and I'm running for your Illinois Comptroller.
Would you say you're qualified, not connected?
Hashtag qualified, not connected.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So. Are you going to get any of the media attention tomorrow, or are you just here for fun tonight?
Well, of course, I had to come out for the fun tonight.
Yeah.
But I am also going to be doing taping for WMDB Central Illinois on the record tomorrow, which will be aired Sunday morning. So,
oh, excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah, woo-hoo. I'm really excited about that.
This is great.
That was the station that really gave you a good shout out very early on, isn't it? Wasn't it
WMDB?
Yeah. Peoria
has it was purely from sending out a random press release.
Yeah, they
read it.
I remember watching it and being like,
Brian, if you're going to speak, you have to announce yourself.
Yeah.
It's one of the, it was
no, who are you?
Who are you?
My name is Brian Lambrecht. Andy Gephardt down in the Metro East area put out the press releases on behalf of Claire and the other people running on the down ticket. And just everything that they read was verbatim from what she wrote.
Okay.
That's how we know the press release worked, is that she basically read Andy Gephardt's words. It was great.
It was fantastic. We're getting so much love out here in Peoria.
Yes. Excellent.
And it's all thanks to
you.
Well,
we got to get Springfield and Champaign and all those other rural
Marion.
Markets.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
read
Marion.
It in Champaign news as well, but nobody recorded it. That's why I wanted to thank you.
I got it.
But he had the actual evidence.
Legend.
So it was good.
Legend.
I actually wanted to share a quick story from petitioning this morning for anyone that's considering going out and collecting signatures. I was out there this morning, and you have to learn how to politely pester people for their signature. I was standing up on a train platform, and there was this enclosed area where people could sit just behind me. So people could hear me, but I wasn't really interacting with them. So I'm out there, I'm giving my pitch to everybody, qualified, not connected. And I started getting people walk around. They were actually walking back around from that enclosure, coming out and saying, I overheard you. Let me sign that.
Cool.
Awesome.
And
cool.
that just speaks volumes about how people are feeling in the state and how they're ready for something better.
Change, yeah.
I'll tell you how much people...
Jason and I, we actually had that at ICC as well when we were there doing that.
Yeah. Me and Joe did a table out at ICC, and we had people rushing up. Yeah, I'm a libertarian. I want to sign. What I think is even greater is me and Cash stopped at Walmart in Springfield the other day, and we came out and they had Girl Scout cookies.
Yep.
And Cash didn't do it. We were just buying his Girl Scout cookies, but I started pitching Cash to the guy selling the Girl Scout cookies with his daughter. And the guy was like, oh, wow, no way. Yeah, I'm done with the Democrats and Republicans. He's like, what do you think? It's like there's a lot of energy there, and it's just... Like, that was just a guy
This is
standing.
Leading into one of the sections of the podcast anyway. Let's talk about the ballot access. Because mm-hmm. because you have a goal. How many names you getting?
No. Here's what's going on. I'm going to get 500. That's guaranteed. Okay. I made a $2 pledge per signature on that, which means if I come short of 500, I'm going to pay $2, because that's roughly what we pay our paid petitioners, to get that signature that I did not get.
Yeah.
However, this guy named Brian decided to overwork me with all kinds of campaign stuff. And
you're doing great. Totally doing great.
Look, I'm at 270 signatures right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit my 500. But in my head, when I said 500, I was like, that's because I'm not going to lose any of my money. Really, I was like, I'm going to hit 1,500.
Brian, no spin. What do you think our number's at right now? No, if you had to guess.
Let me jump around on this a little bit. I want to say we're probably between about 1 and 4,000. I know that sounds weird, but we have signatures coming from two directions. We have the volunteer signatures, and then we have the paid petitioners. Paid petitioners are coming, and we got people around the state that are doing very, very good, and they're continually putting stuff in. The volunteer signatures, we don't have a great number on it yet, because the only ones that have officially turned anything in are Chicago and DuPage, and that's because I live right there. So I make sure we get it in. I'm going to get some from Lake County. I'm going to get more from Chicago, Fox Valley, Illinois Valley is getting it. I'm going to get it from you guys tomorrow, at least a submission from you guys, and we're going to get them in Belleville in a couple weeks. You guys are giving them to Krista, and Chris is going to count them. The volunteer SIGs are coming in. They need to come in more. I know it sounds like to like pester and badger volunteers, but if there's one thing you do, if you don't want to march in a parade, if you don't want to write a press release, if you don't want to go on TV, or you don't want to give a speech, if you don't like attending chapter meetings, if you can just get one or two sheets filled, it is the most important libertarian thing you can do. Every 2 years, get a couple sheets filled out. It's the most important thing we need. It saves us money and it gets us on the ballot.
One of the arguments that I make is, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're coming out to meetings, if you're doing anything, what are you doing it for? If we can't get our candidates on the ballot so we can vote for them, right now, Bruce Rauner or J.B. Pritzker doesn't give a crap about Cash Jackson.
No, no.
When he gets on the ballot, they're going to care. Mm-hmm. Rauner's going to fight like crazy against us. So our only power that we can get, that we can leverage for the most publicity we can ever get, will be the day that we turn in those signatures and get on the ballot. The game changes if that happens. And guess what? As of right now, if you look at what we've gotten in the days that passed, we can blame it on bad weather, we can blame it on all kinds of things. We would not be on the ballot if we kept this trend. So we all need to up our game.
Do you mind if I say something about ballot access? Just to give people a little bit of background on ballot access, in 2014, the last governor race, we turned in 44,000 signatures. 44,000. They knocked us down to just below 26,000. We stayed on by a little over 900 signatures. I collected 1,500. Jenny Floyd collected 1,000. A.J. Cummings, Lieutenant Governor, collected 1,000. If any one of us people didn't do anything, there'd be nothing on there. And other people were getting 300, 400, 500. Two or three people that got 300 each got us on the ballot. That was 44,000. In 2016, we did 54,000. How the hell did we get 10,000 more? We had a hell of a lot more volunteers sign up. The Gary Johnson thing worked. So this year,
Let's do it.
Yeah.
There's no fucking reason we shouldn't be able to get over 60,000 signatures. We've got way more people around this state. And yes,
Paul Durr. We got to give a shout out to Paul Durr. He's one of your enthusiastic supporters.
Right. All right, guys.
Printing out his own material.
We're all like totally, I feel like, you know, we're all motivated. We're totally on board. So what do we do now in order to find, like, how do we get the petition, sheets and everything? How do we find out the information?
All you got to do is Google Illinois Party of Illinois' petition. The first one on Google, you click that, and there'll be a big old link that says petition for candidates, and you print it out. So if you just Google Libertarian Party of Illinois' petition, it's the first one, the very top one. I won't try to make you memorize the link off the top of your head. So just Google Illinois' Libertarian Party petition.
Now, I did want to talk about, I mean, you're doing bus station, Walmart, ICC.
I
mean,
no. I make it look good with phony Facebook posts. That's what I do. Look, here's what I really do. I just carry a clipboard around, and Cash Jackson heard me like a tape recorder today. Yeah. I stop everybody, and here's my rundown. Claire is my ticket, okay? Cash is a great guy. I got Claire's little thing with her photo that you got printed up, and I go, hey, check it out. My buddy Claire, my literal friend, I know her, is not running as a Democrat or a Republican, and she's running for comptroller, and she's an actual accountant. The other parties ain't. But in this state, you need 25,000 just to get on the ballot. So I'm not asking for your vote. I'm sure she will one day. But I'm just asking, will you sign the petition saying she can be on the ballot so that I can vote for her? And you'd be amazed how many people sign just so I'll shut up.
Cash, how many times did you hear that today?
Oh, God. I'm tired of hearing it.
But we got about 65 signatures between the two of us.
Yeah, we did good. We did good.
That's pretty awesome.
Sure did.
Well, I want to hear about this world traveler.
Oh, no, we're not ready for that.
We're not ready? Okay.
Well, yes. I don't know. I mean, we've got so many people here, so I don't want to get into my whole thing.
Okay. This, all
right. Just so you know, we're going to get to it. Donnie had this thought process that I should end the show with like a thought or something like that, because I'm probably the newest of the libertarian in thought process, so I'm probably learning the most with the most baby steps. So at the end of the second, we'll try it out. Maybe we can have other people have their moments too.
So. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so we talked about ballot access. Man, we got a great round table here. That's why I don't want to shut the show off any sooner.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we want to talk about while we've got everybody here?
Oh,
Cash, do you forgive us for our harshness in the previous podcast?
Oh, definitely. You know
forgive
what?
Us for the cash. Look, cash on cash.
Look, you're always going to try and take down the top guy, right? So, I wasn't mad at you. You were just reaffirming what I already knew to be true. So it just.
But we made you pretty nervous, didn't we?
You know what? You guys did, because you came out of like Hell's Gate, you know, like, and I'm like, what the shit just happened? Where did this come from? But you know what? I loved it because I thrive on competition. I thrive on people pushing the boundary of what I'm able to achieve. And whenever I have great competition, like what you guys were providing, it just made me a better man. It made me a better candidate in the end. And there was no way I was going to have any hard feelings about that. I mean, you got behind your guy. You worked your asses off.
And not what you told me in private. I'm totally joking.
But the numbers presented themselves, and it showed, you know, that you guys worked a game plan, and it worked great. And I think had you guys started a little bit sooner, and this is some constructive criticism to throw out to the entire party, is that don't wait too long, right? Mm-hmm. Don't wait too long to get into the fight, right? Get into the mix. Get behind your candidate. I mean, if it's not me, get out there, work on Claire's. We got Thaddeus Freed. We've got John Matthew. We got people running all over the state that need help. Get out there and help them. Get into the fight. And let's ensure that all of our candidates are successful this year. We don't want just one or two. You know, we have the opportunity right now to do some huge things in Illinois. I don't think that people realize what's happening across this state. Many people don't see, they're not getting the messages that I'm getting. I mean, I literally, similar to what Senator Weaver does there, I didn't know, it's something I just started the other day, where I've been asking people, hey, send me your number and I'll call you, right? And it's resonating across the state. People are like, just like the guy that came here tonight.
Well, I was going to say that. There was a guy there tonight.
Yeah.
Who called your number. He's going to call BS on you.
Yep.
And then you picked up the phone.
Yeah. I picked up the phone and I talked to the guy. And it's happening across the entire state. And these people are like, oh, wow. Like, this guy really cares. And here's a great example. Let me show you guys something. This is how much people care about the message that we're putting out there and about what we're doing. So down in Marion here the other day. Hold on 1 second. Let me find it.
Hey, just so you know, this is an audio podcast.
Yeah, so you can't.
I'm good?
You're on video.
So hold on. Let me show you something. So down in Marion the other day, this man and this woman approached me, and they followed me because of what I do for family law activism, to reform family law. They're not very well off. They don't have a ton of money, but this guy offered to donate this 1952 classic Harley Davidson. I think it's a 1952 flathead Harley. Just won first place in the Easy Rider competition, the largest Harley competition in the United States, and with tears in his eyes, he had tears in his eyes. This is how passionate he is about this. When I did my little April Fool's joke the other day about...
Oh, you pissed me off.
Like, I'm gonna leave the campaign. I legitimately, like, these people broke down in tears. Because they were like, our only hope for Illinois is leaving. And it really rocked me that this guy who doesn't have a lot of money is willing to contribute this. And I haven't accepted the offer, right, for him to do that. One, it's extremely humbling that somebody would do that for me, but it's like, this is the point of where people are at in our state. They feel so discounted and just thrown to the side that they would donate some. That's not like something you just go down to a Harley store and buy. I mean, that's a collector's item. But that's what people are moved to right now with the campaign. And I don't think people realize what's happening across the state. Right now, we have people coming on board in droves. And what I told them down in Marion is, look, I kind of look back on 3%ers. You guys know where 3%ers come from? Okay, estimated during the Revolutionary War that only 3% of men and women took up arms against the British, right? I'm looking for my 3%. I don't need the 97%. I need the 3. I need the 3% that are brave enough and courageous enough to go out there and pound the streets, pound the pavement, be brave enough to call the media, call Capital Connection. Jason did that. Jason got me on Capital Connection, just said, hey, let me take the initiative, let me call. I got a communications director. I wasn't mad at him. Right, there might be proper channels, but move to action. I'm not going to frown upon that.
And I asked before I did it.
He did.
To be clear. I did.
He did. But holy shit, you know, excuse my language, amazing things are happening. I mean, you guys got me on NBC, ABC, yeah. Greg and Dan. Yeah. Look, that's what it's about.
And that's one of the things that goes back to the energy of this cycle is... I'm not just saying it because I helped get it, but getting on the Capital Connection was before we even had ballot access.
Right.
So you were treated as a legitimate candidate, and he might have went hard on you, but he goes hard on everybody, which means he was even more fair. And imagine what's going to happen when we actually do have ballot access.
Yeah.
And people actually find out that Claire actually knows how to do the job she's running. Yeah. And I mean, that's going to be amazing.
I was just talking to Aaron Wright. He's sitting over there, Field Ops Division, and we were talking about when the one thing that I always respect, and this may be, let me go backwards in saying that one of the reasons I think people didn't jump into the race and support their candidate so fast was that I think you had so many strengths within the three candidates, you know.
Right.
And so I think it was hard to pick. But one of the things that I remember about you, Cash, was that I watched you walk into a bar, and within 5 minutes you had people talking to you that wanted to volunteer for your campaign. And I truly believe that if you talk to someone, Cash, you will get them to vote for you. And I truly think at this point that you might actually talk to everyone in the state.
I'm working on it.
I wouldn't be surprised. So I do think that that's important, and I really am excited about where you're going to go with this. So.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We had an 18-year-old kid come down today and talk to Cash and said he's just now getting interested in politics and he doesn't really know anything about it. And Cash sat and talked with him, and I really think he might have made a lasting mark on this kid's political outlook while we were talking with him.
Well, how many of us have ever had that opportunity in our lives?
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You have a charisma to you that I so bad want to see you get into debates, because I honestly believe that your sincerity and your genuineness would shine through their billions of dollars in front of seats.
Absolutely.
And that's all we've got. I hate to apologize for this, but folks, sometimes in the world of amateur recording, things happen. After 28 minutes tonight, the recording just drops off. I don't have any more in the file, so I apologize. What you did miss was Claire talking about what an independent voice can bring to the comptroller's office for the state of Illinois. Talk to her about that. You know, if you're Republican or Democrat, you have no interest in transparency, and Claire could bring that. And Cash talked a little bit more about doing the Prof Show and some other TV shows and how he's improved his game since doing some of that stuff and how it's made him a better candidate. I did talk a little bit about my monologue there in the middle of the show, and I think Donnie and I have decided we're going to maybe do a little one-off here in the next week or so, so look out for that. Again, I apologize. We had everybody around the table there. LibertyPlays.com is our website to go to. Joe let us know that we have plenty of our koozies of Democratic tiers and Republican tiers. You definitely want to get your hands on some of those, so log on to the website and order some of those up. Joe will ship them in the mail to you. Again, LibertyPlays.com. This is Eric Stahl, and I do deeply apologize to our candidates. What can I say? Sorry. Good night. Oh, one last thing. Brian Lambrecht alluded to at the end of the show, which, of course, is missing as well. Brian and the candidates, Claire and Cash, they're going to be hitting a lot of local fairs and out hitting the streets here starting on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So follow those guys. They are talking to people. They're, you know, letting everybody know the message of liberty. You definitely want to catch up with these guys. And if you know anybody who's interested in their message, bring them along and introduce them. Again, apologies, and we'll talk to you next time.